LCD sound system mit North American Scum. James Murphy, der Erfinder vom LCD Sound System und der Erfinder von DFA Records, ist großer Fan der Band, die jetzt bei mir im Studio steht. Und die Band mit dem Namen Poolside, die hat in der vergangenen Woche im Rahmen der Telekom Music Talent Space Veranstaltung am eigenen Projekt gefeilt. Sie haben sich coachen lassen, sie haben an Sounds gearbeitet und Equipment-Fragen geklärt. Jetzt sind die beiden Herren, die Band ausmachen, bei mir im Studio und wir finden raus, was in der letzten Woche im Funkhaus an der Naleperstraße alles gelernt wurde. Heute Abend ist große Konzertveranstaltung im Fluxbau mit Poolside auf der Bühne. Außerdem werden Fee dort spielen und Adi Ulmanski wird auch die Bühne entern. Alle drei Bands haben eben an dieser Telekom Music Talent Space Geschichte teilgenommen. Jetzt sind aber erstmal, wie gesagt, die beiden Poolside-Herrschaften bei mir. Ich sage hello and welcome, Philipp Nikolic und Jeff Paradise.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing? Everything all right?
Yeah, we're good. Great. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. How is working at Funkhaus in Naleperstraße for you guys? Because I've been there. I think it's a super interesting place and inspiring place maybe as well. How is working?
It was amazing. There? Yeah. Just being in that old building and the rooms have like
so much history. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Have you been to the dead room where there's no reflection coming from the walls? That's a scary place.
Oh, no, I love dead rooms.
You like love to. That? Yeah. I hate them because I have a tinnitus in my ear.
Oh,
so
yes.
As soon as I enter those rooms, it's like...
Oh, no.
Exactly that frequency, actually.
It feels like it's sucking.
Yeah.
It's like compression vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is one. There is one. Oh, maybe next time.
Next time.
If you like it. I mean, I've never met a person who said, I love dead rooms.
It's just like interesting. You know, it's like slightly uncomfortable.
But, yeah, totally uncomfortable. Because no, really. Not just because of the ringing in the ears, but it's like there's no sound reflecting from the walls and it doesn't feel natural, right?
Oh, yeah,
it feels like in outer space or something. Anyway, you guys met like 10 years ago. You both played in various bands before you started making music together. You already put out an LP in 2012. So you guys, it's safe to say that you're experienced musicians. What was the main reason for you to join the Telekom Music Talent Space and to work on stuff? What was the idea behind that?
Basically, even though, we've been playing music for years, but we realized there's also stuff we can use help with. And with our band, it's like stuff that we usually maybe couldn't afford. And so one of those things was getting like a really nice visual setup going,
all right,
you know, and that worked out great. We worked with a couple of guys from Blitzen, and it was pretty incredible how much they got done in 5 days. And
cool.
And we learned a lot. So, you know, there's always something you can learn.
That's true. That's true. Ben, and how hard was finding the right visuals for you guys? Did you have to discuss a lot with the guys or did they come up with something that you loved immediately?
We had a meeting with them and some phone calls and they were on our same page from the get-go. So it actually went really smooth.
Another thing that I've read or found out today is that there was another goal and that was to check out the right equipment for playing live electronic shows as well. What was that all about?
Well, there was I basically just needed some help with the live rig because we have... I mean, our band setup is drums, keyboards, bass, guitar, and vocals.
All right.
But we still have also a bunch of kind of atmospheric stuff and tracks. But actually, the main point with expanding the rig was to have a setup that plays back the backing tracks, triggers all the like all the sounds come from it. So like everything that the keyboard plays is automated in there, so he doesn't have to press too many buttons or changing sounds because that's been a problem before. And then as a completely new thing, it's also going to run a light show that is...
Oh, right.
So it's basically Ableton running tracks, sounds, and video, and it's all automated.
It's all in sync now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So it was really fun because I've never really worked with the video aspect of it and like, you know, time codes and sync and all that. So I learned tons.
Oh, yeah, cool. I can really imagine that this must be super helpful because it's that stuff that you can't really find out on your own. There's so many things that you can find out on your own with, like hanging around with the equipment, putting it under your pillow, sleeping on it, and then the next day you probably know something about it.
Or you find out, but then like there's a better way to do it, you know, like it's nice to have somebody who does this for a living to explain as many things. So
cool.
But so yeah, we can basically now play a tiny club and still have synced visuals, or play a festival and have it on the LED screens with the same setup.
So it was totally worth coming to Berlin for that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
So are you going to use that technology at tonight's show already?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
It's cool. It's a pretty small venue, so we're gonna try the really like minimal version of it, but. It should be interesting.
Yeah, you know? Cool. LCD Sound, we've just been listening to LCD Sound System for a reason, because James Murphy, he's been playing your song Harvest Moon, I think, for a long time already now. Yeah. He's a big fan of yours. And he once said that a DJ or a man or a woman that is into electronic music, that he or she should have been in a punk band before, just to understand the dynamics of playing live as well. Would you agree on that? Is that an important thing for you too, to have that experience of the bands that you played in before?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know it any other way, so you know, I don't know how it would be if we hadn't played in punk bands before.
That's why I'm asking, actually.
But it gives you a different take than, like, you know, coming from some sort of classical music background or something.
Yeah.
It's good to learn about bleeding a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And then I think it's the human aspect of electronic music is super important, and too many artists forget about that. They'll just rely on the mechanics and the technology that they have, and they forget to put this human aspect into it.
You're gonna put the human aspect into it, make some mistakes that are like because of the energy you're putting in.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, mistakes are like a very evaluated aspect of music, you know, because that means it's real.
I think there could be courses at university just about that little mistake in electronic music and the importance of it. Yeah. You could talk about that for years, actually. Yeah,
totally.
I have a degree in mistakes in electronic music.
I'm working on mine right now.
Yeah, you should. I mean, it's a really important thing.
Great.
So what are the next steps for you guys? Now that you've built up a new live show, you've incorporated new equipment, the visuals are tight as hell, what's the next step for you guys?
Vacation.
Yeah, good. We're done. We've made it.
We're going to go to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic tomorrow.
What?
We have a DJ show in the daytime on a beach.
Oh, no.
And then we have 3 days off. So
that is going to be
perfect.
Cool.
Oh, but that's something that has to do with the band name, right? We're poolside. We're not going to do a show on a glacier or something.
We didn't start out as a live band at all. We were actually just, the first idea was to only DJ at pool parties in the daytime.
Yeah, no nightclubs.
No clubs. But then, you know, things picked up, and now we like all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
But that was the original idea.
But man, now you got me a little bit. I would really love to come. Yeah, maybe. I'll just quit the radio thing. I'll be your roadie.
We need a roadie.
New equipment, right?
USB sticks
for DJing.
Yeah, I'm the USB stick master for poolside now. Sorry, folks. That's the end of the show for today and forever.
Get out the case.
So I want to thank you a lot for visiting us. Please send in Faye, because they've been with you as well. Have you actually talked to each other? Have you become friends,
We even had a circle singing session that you can ask them about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been having dinners with them and getting drunk every night.
It's
been really fun.
This sounds like a tribe already.
Yeah, we are a tribe. Okay, we're like the telecom tribe.
That's interesting.
Watch out.
Yeah, gang.
Cool. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for the rest of the year. For the rest of the year is a bit, that's too short, but for the next year as well. And as soon as you come back to Berlin, you visit us again and we can talk a little longer and then tell people more about your art and your music. But for now, I want to thank you a lot for this short visit. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ja. Heute Abend im Fluxbau auf der Bühne Poolside, die wir hier nochmal hören mit Harvest Moon im Original von Neil Young. Gleich dann noch bei mir Faye und Adi Olmanski, und dann verlose ich auch noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag Poolside mit Harvest Moon.
Cool.